the infamous Steve Lowry. Good morning, Tom.
Just getting in the car, getting ready to start up, leaving Aldi's. Had a nice conversation with Phil after you left a while ago.
Phil Goodwin. Yep. Well, hey, did you catch any of that that I was talking about with the SEC?
Yeah, it's standard operating procedure, politically correct. By the way, if Phil's listening, they do have, he mentioned them having good salmon fillets, and they're fresh-caught Atlantic salmon, never been frozen. And I think there's $8.99 a pound, but they looked really good. I just don't care for salmon. It's in zero TR.
Just figured out a way that she does salmon cakes, and I don't mind them. They're not too bad. So I wouldn't go out of my way for them, but I eat them. They're not too bad. But as far as salmon cooked any other way, no.
Well, with my thinking, Bernice makes salmon patties, and if you put enough ketchup on them, they're just good as gold. I'll eat them now and then. And I like tuna fish sandwiches with some chicken noodle soup or something. But salmon, Phil said he had a recipe that had a glaze on it. And if it's got enough sugar on it, I'll eat it. So that might be an opportunity. Now, they had some salmon there at Aldi's. It was called Mediterranean, and it was already pre-seasoned, it looked like. But Bernice didn't bite, so we didn't catch her.
What's going on at the FCC? KBQA checks us.
There went the neighborhood, Tom.
Good morning, Dave. You sound like you got a cold.
Old frog in the throat this morning. What's going on at the FCC, Steve? Anything we should know?
FCC news release about warning ham radio service license holders about the way they communicate on the ham radio. As far as I'm going to go with it, because I don't know, I can't remember the verbiage they used, so I don't want to, you know, spread something that's incorrect, but it was in the Google News, and go over to Google News and search FCC ham radio warning, and that'll pull it up, and you can read it for yourself. And that way it will be accurate and not a translation from me. not an obscure thing from Steve's memory. So that's the best thing I can tell you. But the way I read it, they sure put the warning on us. And, you know, the political incorrectness of the ham radio.
Okay, excellent. Let me go look that up real quick. And my phone's ringing in the background, so I'll let you guys carry on. I just was sandbagging here a second, and I heard that comment. So. All right, gentlemen, carry on. N0TR in the group, KB2HXS.
Good morning, Dave. And here's your tip of the day. Spit that frog out. Anyways, this time of morning. Well, Steve, if... one reason I don't get on single side men a lot is I heard a lot of that, and it gets pretty grievous, I guess you'd call it. It gets pretty bad at times with the old timers and that, and all of us set in our ways on HF, where you have just rag chews and that. So I just don't go there. That's why I use CW a lot. You don't hear that kind of stuff. And so I'm sure there's lots of threats and all kinds of stuff that go on. It's just blowing smoke. They're pretty harmless old guys, and but they shouldn't do it. We've always been cautioned, all of us. Politics and religion are a really bad thing to discuss on ham radio, because everybody's got their opinions. This is NGLTR.
Tom, I just kind of resent, you know, not being able to express a political opinion in a common conversational way without being threatened by the FCC. when I go up to 80 meters, and I can hear some of the most foul-mouthed CB level language on some, and it's nothing more than, you know, people trying to bang away 2,000 and 3,000 watts. Who's got the biggest amplifier? And it's, oh man, it's awful. But and yet they don't do a blooming thing about that. And they're there on a regular basis. They can get them so quick, and it makes your head spin.
Been happening for the last 26, 27 years that I've been a ham. And you're absolutely 100% correct. And you just got to avoid those areas. I know Bob told me one time he was listening to some guys, and they were that way when he first got into ham radio, and talking about turning them in and that, and now enforcement's even less, so I guess, like QRM on here, avoid. Don't acknowledge it. Don't let them know they're getting through. Just talk over them. And but what you say is sad, and it didn't used to happen many years ago, and I mean many years ago, as common as it is now. Don't belong on the airwaves, and I agree with that. But at the same time, they're leaving themselves wide open for a freedom of speech lawsuit. So how are they going to enforce it? They're just blowing smoke.
What? You're absolutely right. You didn't used to hear it years ago. And that just, you know, just refers back to the common degradation of the American standard. It's disappointing.
This group of guys that know each other and communicate on a regular basis and that, and you can have some really nice times up there. But if you don't watch where you go, I know for years and years there was a place, I think it was 14300, and this guy would get on there, and he would actually, every day, and he would play audio, music, foul things, cuss like a, he was in the 82nd Airborne, and no offense to them, but I mean, you know what I mean. And he got away with it for many years, and finally they caught up with him, fined him, and I think they threatened to take his home, and it finally quit, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's up there again.
You know it or not, but there's a guy in India that's had his license revoked 3 or 4 different times, and he just keeps filing under a little bit different modified name to his license back. And I got filled in on him here not too long ago. But that kind of shocked me that he was in Inman. So, and that's as far as I'll go on that. But yeah, they're everywhere. What is that? Is that you that says they walk amongst us?
Yeah, that's my old saying. They walk amongst us. Well, there was a group up there in southeast Kansas that would get on every night, and they'd talk on Simplex. And that's exactly their characteristic that you described and I described. And they do that every night. So a friend of mine down in Missouri, who was a very fine ham and still is, I played in Carthage band with him, and he turned them in. And they made threats on his family and him and everything else. It got pretty tough. I wanted to say something, and I didn't. I just didn't go to that frequency. But it was terrible, and they just accepted it among themselves, sort of like a CB frequency, you know, but it was on 2 meters. Oh, well, let's talk about something good. It's a beautiful morning. It got 45 degrees. We went to Aldi's. I think there might have been one or two people in there. Got what we got. I don't know how much we spent. Do you, Mom? How much? $65 and got out of there. all stocked up now and headed to the Rouse House.
KN4BWA. Well, I'll tell you what, Tom. Speaking of old sayings, there is an old saying that pilots use. And that is, it is absolutely severe clear out here today. It is gorgeous. Even the humidity is down.
My favorites, don't blow smoke up my six. shoot, and there's nothing bad about that, but when they get doing that on HF, that's what it is. Well, we're passing over here by W4DJW's area in Silver Creek, and there's a beautiful horse ranch here, but for some reason nobody's out riding this morning. I was surprised. We went by there the other day, and there was a group of young ladies out there. There must have been 30 of them riding horses. It's beautiful at times.
You got that wrong, Tom. Don't blow smoke out your six? No, today is going to be a beautiful day, and I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. I got a little bit more stuff to do, and I'm just looking forward to the day. It's nice.
In the grass, Steve, it's a good thing. And I guess more so as you get more into your retirement age. Well, I had fun talking to Phil this morning. We were talking about how cheap some guys can be. Like I had a guy that about ran us out of gas looking for a filling station way back when we went to the Tulsa, Oklahoma Ham Fest, and I was buying the gas, and he still wouldn't pull in. Spent a half hour driving around to save 1 or 2 cents. And this lady about coming up on my rear end here, I do something down here that I've never seen anybody else do it, I don't think. But if I got a guy in front of me and he's going to turn and there's somebody on my rear, I don't just push on the brakes. If he's turning left, I'll give a left turn signal. If he's turning right, I'll give a right turn signal. And as soon as he turns, I kill the turn signal. You ever see anybody do that down here to kind of warn you that you're slowing down because somebody's turning?
I've never heard that. I've never heard it around here. I tell you what, if you give a turn signal, that's an indication that you're going to turn. So I don't use a turn signal unless I am going to turn.
Well, I shut it off as they start their turn, Steve. I do it like quite a ways back so they'll know when I hit my brake lights that, you know, it kind of gives them the indication I am going to turn. But I turn it off. I just use the lane change thing, give it a couple of 3 or 4 blinks and let them know somebody's turning. I think it's a good thing. And also, when I'm in Walmart's or anybody's parking lot, when I back up, I reach up and hit the emergency flashers first. I look at the screen, make sure there's nothing on the screen. I have Bernice look to the right, I look to the left, and then I back up. And immediately when I start to go forward, I just touch the emergency flashers again. But it's been proven that people see a flashing light a lot quicker than they do a steady light. And parking lots are about the most dangerous place in the world.
And another thing that a lot of people don't seem to understand is in a parking lot, pedestrians have the right-of-way.
To see at times, one of my best friends up in Kansas, Bob Bisinger, his wife was in a Walmart parking lot, and the lady next to them, as they was coming, or they was walking into Walmart's, I think, it's been many years ago. Anyway, she'd never driven a standard shift car, and she decided to go to Walmart in it, and she was an elderly lady. And she started lurching and backing out and hit his wife, and his wife just literally throwed the child to keep the child from getting run over, and the child got scratched up and that, and she didn't get hurt seriously. But, boy, like I said, they walk among us.
As far as pedestrians in a parking lot go, oh, you got to walk defensively in a parking lot, too, because, you know, there's blind spots on vehicles. You got to be careful. Well, anyhow, it's called taking common due care on both parts. It sounds like you take good care. Well, listen, bud, I've destinated at my next location, and I'm going to run in and see if I can't take care of a couple of things. Tell you what, I feel like I'm hogging the airway here. If you hear Dave come back on there, tell him to give me a call, and I will talk to you soon. Enjoy the day. 73's KN4BWA. I'm clear.
I was just pulling in here, honking at the neighbor, and there hadn't been anybody on here for us tying up the repeater this morning anyways, and they're always welcome to jump in. You have a good day and a safe day, Steve. And Phil's out picking up his paper. I got to do that, too. I'm getting ready to pull in the grunt, so that worked fine. KN4BWA and 0TR is now clear in QRT.